Digital Reef on the app, on your smartphone, on X, YouTube, and Facebook. The Sports Cast. Expect the unexpected.
The update presented by The Sports Cast.
Genty. Play action from Mendoza, and he comes back over the middle, and he's picked off. Wood as the rookie. Mendoza trying to track him down and cannot. Pick six.
Brees and Mike Hale, both of those guys will be out. With Brees with the groin, Mike Hale with the calf. Both of those guys will be out 2 to 3 weeks, so those guys will be ready for the regular season.
QB, how you go? This is you. Is you by about
and Kate Kublik played at least two series like I've seen and led the Jets for 10 points. Like the first drive, he got three, but he missed a pass. He should have had a touchdown, but he hit Garrett Wilson on a nice pass, and I expect him to give Geno that back. I expect him to be his backup if he keeps playing the way he plays. Or I wouldn't be, all right, you guys know me. The Jets and the Giants play in the same building, but the Jets are not going to be that good. So I'm going to tell you this right now.
I think we knew that, right, Byron?
If they put him out there, if they threw him out there and say, if the Jets don't get off to a good start, and they just said, okay, let's just throw him out there. Let's see what we got in him. But I like what I saw. I can tell you, I like what he saw.
It's always good to have a good backup.
He likes what he saw. Welcome to the SportsCast, August 21st, 2026. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all your channels, YouTube, Facebook, X, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please leave a rating and review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online digital radio. You can visit our website, thesportscast.net, or you can follow us on X and Instagram at thesportscast1, and check out our app for the SportsCast for iOS. Last night was night one of the preseason two. Does it really matter? And, of course, we saw the first confession from Anthony Frog saying the Jets are not going to be good this season. Welcome back to the SportsCast, Froggy.
Thanks for having me.
Go ahead.
We had some fun last night. No, listen, my thing is like this. If Geno doesn't come out and performs, and we have to have this kid step up, and maybe the way he came down with those first two drives, I thought he was impressive, Santiago. So it gives us a little hope. I mean, he's not that guy, I don't think. I mean, but he was a fourth rounder. Byron kept stressing that last night, so I get it. I get it. It's all good.
Anthony Frog is talking about Clade Klubnik. He was drafted fourth round from Clemson, was in Clemson for three seasons. He played this past week. Froggy saw some good things, but doesn't think he'll be a QB1. He's not going to be Gardner Minshew. He's not going to be a Carson Peck type of player.
I don't know. He, you know, Clemson, they didn't give him enough receivers. I think with Beck, he had a better, you know, was in a national championship game. And I just think Beck is at a more higher level right now. I could see Beck taking over with the Cardinals, and, you know, he got a little time to go. I don't want to just throw him out there, Santiago, right now. Geno got more experience. You know what I'm trying to say.
Of course. And he's just that Band-Aid. You got a lot of picks next year at 2027.
Absolutely.
You're going to get a quarterback no matter what. No matter how good Clade Klubnik does.
Right. I mean, but if he ends up being a real good player, say decent for his first year, get some wins under his belt, which is probably hard to do in this league. I mean, you got to see what he got. But right now, I believe Geno Smith is penciled in to be the starting quarterback for the New York Jets.
He's penciled. And as we were talking about last week, Clade Klubnik knew he can make his NFL debut. He led the Jets score on two drives after a surprise start in place of scratched Geno Smith in a 24-16 loss to Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Klubnik competing for the number two quarterback job opened the game under center because Smith had a sore ankle. Smith was expected to play at least two for a few snaps Frog, along with the rest of the New York starters, but Glenn said the quarterback got banged up in the team's joint practice with the Buccaneers on Wednesday. The Jets opted to rest him in favor of Klubnik. The former Clemson star working with the starting offense completed a 12-yard pass to Mason Taylor to begin the 12-play, 65-yard opening drive. He had completions of 21 and 11 yards to Garrett Wilson and third down plays, but threw incomplete to Wilson in the end zone on third and goal from the Buccaneers 9. New York settled for a Cade York's 27-yard field goal. But what did you think about this loss against Tampa? What did you see? What did you like, Frog?
I seen a few things. You know, Priest was loose. He stumbled in. You know, if he didn't stumble, he would have scored. And we wouldn't even talk about Cade throwing that pass to Wilson. The play earlier before that, Priest Hall had stumbled in on a nice run. I think it was about 11-yard run he had. And yeah, I liked it. A few things I saw on a defensive end as well. So, I mean, you know what it is, Santiago. The Jets are not expected to win a lot of games, but you gotta give us a little hope, thinking that we got a chance. Like, the future gotta seem, it can't just keep going on the way it's been going for the Jets. It's gotta, like the Knicks, it's gotta change sooner or later. You know, that's what I'm hoping.
Sooner or later, big market like the Jets. What did you think about the Breece Hall ankle situation?
It's more of a hamstring. Santiago, he actually tweaked it actually after that first series, and I believe it was a hamstring, if I'm not mistaken, but he did tweak it a little bit. And I just think they need to rest him, have him ready for opening, you know, day. That's the most important thing, man. You don't want to aggravate it, throw him out there. What we got? Well, after this week, we have one more preseason.
We have about 2 weeks. You got one more preseason week and then 1 week off, and then the kickoff begins on a Wednesday.
Right.
I think.
For some teams, it's only two teams for Wednesday, Santiago. Then that Thursday, we got another two teams. And you know what I'm saying? Like, that's how
– It's a growing strain from Breece
Hall. Yeah,
those are tough. All you need is rest. Absolutely. But those are tough injuries to get out of.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, you don't want to aggravate it to the point all season long. It's hampering them. Just don't even play them for the preseason. Just work them out, you know, practice here and there. You know, like, get them some rest, man. We need them for the season. We don't need them for preseason.
But you want to get some good snaps in there, don't you?
He can get them in practice. We give it to him in practice.
Different from practice and games. I think they're two different things.
Absolutely, but as the reps continue and he's getting better, you don't have to really force that contact on him. The way I would say, just play him in a preseason game. Something could bad happen. That's the approach I would take. It's like, okay, you know, we'll run him in practice, but we ain't gonna run him in a game preseason. I would be kind of like, nah, that's not a smart move.
I mean, listen, we talking about
practice.
Not a
That's
game.
Right.
Not a game. Not a game. Not a game. We talking about practice.
That's we the seem to have Alvin. That locked in on this
Allen sportscast.
Yeah, he's part of this sportscast world, everybody.
The Recognize. Quote that's never gone away.
That's never going to go away. We got to get Herm Edwards, too, because, you know, they play to win the game, and that's definitely how I look at it.
He still says it in ESPN, I believe.
Hey, so. It's the truth, though, Santiago. You really look at the big picture. These guys go out there. It's a real hard game to play. And I don't think they go out there to just play. Like, that's their livelihood. And I expect when we watch them on the couch, you know, we can't do it. So I praise those guys. And
we're not the professionals. We're not the ones sitting as a QB2 on the bench making $8 million.
Whatever, how much they make, or practice dummies and all of that stuff that comes along with that.
So, there's some professionals for those.
There's professional dummies, man. They make money, so they work hard, so they deserve it.
How about Geno Smith not doing the snaps? Doesn't want to play preseason one. Do you think that's a red flag, or do you think, hey, he just doesn't want to get hurt and make sure he's good for week one?
You know, I was thinking about that too. I'm like, what's going on with Smith? It's first he gets there with all this news and the baggage.
Yeah, a lot of bags this summer. We can't ignore that. That does spill over a little bit in the professional
absolutely. Life. I mean, I'm quite sure AG has to be thinking, you know, we thought things would be a little different in his career. Maybe he's more professional. He's got everything under control. But he's coming in here with baggage. And I think that's right. I think with Cade, the way he's been performing, I told you this in
Cade
practice.
Klubnik.
He's been playing at a real good level that the players are connected with him. And I think that's something too that the locker room might be looking at as well. Is Geno Smith here just to, you know, get a paycheck, finish out his career, and then bounce? Or, you know, is he here to take the Jets to the next level? I mean, I'm kind of a little like wondering what's going on with this guy, Santiago.
Well, also, besides Cade, Brady Cook did play, and Bailey's Zappe. Happy played. Cook had 108 yards. Bailey Zappe had 55, and Cade had one more yard at 56. So that is their preseason game number one. They got the Steelers tonight at 7 p.m. Number four, Will Howard will be starting. Would you like to see a Geno Smith play tonight, or you want to see more Cade?
No, I want to see if Geno's in, like, what did he come here for? Like, get him out there. Show me something, you know? Come on, man. Come over here, you know, talking about, yeah, you know, it's a full circle back with the Jets. I don't know, Geno. Like, I'm like, you know, let's see what happens. I still think Cade might have a chance. You never know. You know, Geno got to show something.
Definitely got to show something. Anyways, last night there was another preseason game. Fernando Mendoza threw a pick six in the rough first half of the Raiders. Preseason win over the Texans. Mendoza, the Heisman Trophy winner, struggled in his second preseason game with that interception. But the Raiders rallied late against the Texans, 22-20. Your thoughts if you saw the game?
I watched some of the highlights, of course. We were working last night. But from what I saw from the interception and pick six, the guy's name, Woodass, that's got to be one of the best football names I've heard so far. And it seemed like he was in his ass when he caught it, because when he threw it.
Keep it PG, Frog.
Oh, I'm sorry, boss. No, check out how the guy – I can't even say the interception by Wood. He really was in his pocket. And if you see, Mendoza was throwing it, and he was actually getting hit at the same time. So he's really realizing how fast the game is in the pros. Like, it's a different level, Santiago. That, like, when you come from college to the pros, that we talked about this, that the quarterbacks are set up to fail if you just throw them out there in the pros. It's not a bad formula for them. But what I liked about him, what I saw after that, he completed six more passes, or I want to say six to five more passes on his next drive. So he wasn't rattled by throwing that pick six. He marched them right back down the field. So that's something. And he threw a couple of good passes in certain windows that, you know, like – that's something to look at as well. I think he got a good future. I like what Tom Brady's doing with him. Let him learn. Sit him down. Kirk Cousins is going to start. We all know that.
I don't know. So, I think there's been some commentators saying, why is Fernando playing more than Kirk in the preseason? Does that have a sign that maybe Fernando's doing well in training, maybe doing well in preseason? Maybe he might start week one, Anthony Fangio Frog.
No. This is what I see. He needs all the work. At this level, every week, throw him out there a little quarter here. Let him play. Get the other backups in. Kirk Cousins is a seasoned vet. He's been around. He doesn't need all that hitting right now. We save him for the season. You know, that's what the Raiders are doing. That's a smart move. We didn't see Crosby last night. They're not going to play all their super mega stars. Like, you can say to me, why is Crosby hasn't played a couple of like, snaps or whatever. Maybe nice they're trying to trade
which
him.
He had a scuffle with Kirk the other week.
See, listen, man, there could be some things going on in that locker room too, where, you know, they traded him, pulled him back. That's like, you know, that's like throwing a baby out, put out the bathwater. You know, it's just not good. Just coming back home, it's not going to feel the same. You know what I'm trying to say. The suit looks good on the mannequin until you put it on.
100%. Here's a play from last night, the pick six from
Dustin Genty. Play action from Mendoza, and he comes back over the middle, and he's picked off. Wood as the rookie. Mendoza trying to track him down and cannot. Pick six.
Woodaz, that's his name. You're right. Just to confirm.
Yeah, just to confirm his last name. I won't say it again. I'll keep it PG, but what a name for a football player. Because if you look at that pick, he was literally in his pocket. Like when he threw it, he was all on, like he like didn't jump the route. He just happened to be right up on him and it just in stride. It was just perfect. Like the way.
Perfect. Well, yeah. The Texans did feature the new signing, Brett Rypien, who signed with the Texans after Graham Mertz injury recently. He comes from Minnesota, was a former Minnesota Vikings, so got well coached. Rypien is in his team number 9 in 8 seasons. Rypien, who entered the NFL as an undrafted free agent in 2019, signed with the Texans on Saturday. The move came 2 days after the 2025 sixth-round pick Graham Mertz tore his ACL in Houston's preseason game against the Chargers last week. So Rypien actually played last night, Anthony, if you didn't see that. He did 44 yards behind Davis Mills. C.J. Stroud did put in 27 yards. So there's a good quarterback room here, actually. I see this.
Yeah, Rypien, is he related to the dude from the Washington back? Is he any relation to?
I'll double check on that, but keep going.
Yeah, I mean, like they just signed him, and David Mills is the number 2 quarterback for the Texans without a doubt. So you know, CJ, what I seen from him last night, it was he looked more calm. He didn't look.
Because he had a lot of penalties last season in the postseason.
Not just that. He was so skittish in the playoffs. He was like, you know, turnover after turnover. He looked it like he wasn't there like the first year he was.
He was not that rookie season CJ Stroud, which everyone still brags about.
Yeah, it was one of those runs. And then you had Jalen Daniels come out the next year and top it. So, and then they both had that second year fall off, both of them. So it's like once the NFL, it's a copycat league, they get to find out how you are and your emotions after a year. They're going to be ready for you the next year. You can trust and believe. That's how the league is built, man. Once the scouting report comes out on you, you know, he's got to make that adjustment. And I think what I seen from last night, he showed a little more poise. He wasn't, you know, jumping around and, you know, when you're a rookie, you're excited. You know, you think you're on top of the world that first year until they check you the next year.
There has been some question marks about him.
Yeah, you know, he didn't get a contract extension.
He did not, so that's a big red flag.
Yeah, that's a
Unless
real
he has
big
season. He has the benefit of the doubt coming in, but he has to perform.
I think the Texans wanted to see if he can get to that next level. All right, he's won every year that he's been in here, a playoff game. That's a lot of players.
And winning the playoff game is a lot of money.
Hey, he's got the levels that you get to is more money. Super Bowl is what the Texans want. They want the big bucks. They ain't paying you for the
H-Town win chips. They have in the past.
They don't want Rockets, that. At least. They don't want to just be mediocre and get to the playoffs. They want a chip. You know, and I think that'll be their first one as a franchise. I mean, what else would that? You know, what else would be great for the Texans, man? I mean, I like their defense. I like their coach. You know, they got a real good, you know, defense over there. And you got to watch out for the Texans.
Who has a better chance to win a championship, the Rockets or the Texans?
Oh, wow. Oh, man. Well, that's a hard one because I like the way Udoka is a coach at with the Houston Rockets. They got a real young team.
Great coach.
Yeah, and they were hurt because they didn't have really their point guard.
Or Kevin Durant.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Kevin's getting up there in age too, Santiago. And I think they would probably have that that pretty much that edge. But I won't count the Texans with DeMarcus. I mean, their coach. Their coach is on defense is one of those guys.
Nico Ryans.
Yeah, Ryans.
I mean, great coach. Came from San Francisco. Played with the Texans. He turned down the Broncos job for this Texans job.
He's the guy. He's the guy. You know, I know his home state, Alabama. So he's an Alabama boy. I know he's going to be all right. So
he'll be all right. But not all right. Sam Laporta. His status is uncertain for the Detroit Lions season opener.
Yeah.
The Stars tight end sustained the injury during a recent practice and has missed multiple practice this week. He had a hip injury, Anthony.
Yeah.
That's pretty severe. You want to take care of that hip.
Ooh, you can't. Your mobility turning, twisting, and for a big guy, it's not good. And now we're going into his fourth or third year, and he's been injury prone, I believe, two or three or four, Santiago, if I'm not mistaken.
That's a red flag.
I think, you know, for me, as fantasy purposes, you know, it's just something I got to watch because he is one of those players that is, as a tight end, you know, he brings a lot to the table, man. He's a big guy, big target.
This is his third season coming in.
Yeah, man. I think he got hurt last year, if I'm not mistaken, or the first year.
No bueno.
Yeah.
No, right. Well, the Bucks.
I feel bad for him.
I feel bad, but the Bucks don't feel bad. They got Vita Vea for another year. Rumors about trading. Got $30 million extension. That's a nice number in your bank account.
Yeah, because, you know, he was, I think he was supposed to get, like, I believe $18 million, and then they just topped it up with, what, $6 million on top of that this year for 1 year?
Remember, these
24 guaranteed. Valuation
goes higher, doesn't go down by the day.
He was going to get 18 or 16 or something. I was reading up on it. And
it was a good chunk of change. Don't get me wrong.
In Florida, where there's no state tax, come on. He's getting all his bread. Come on, man. For 1 year, I'm quite sure he didn't want to come to New York because they would have took all his money. All that.
And the Giants supporters wanted him.
Hey, listen.
Big time. Big league.
Listen, you got to make the decisions financially for your family. I mean, so what? You know, New York.
New York is still there after you retire.
Yeah. Like, I'll play there after my contract. Let me get this extra $6 million on my contract.
For to live one in Tampa. Year.
Then I'll come up to New York because you ain't going to get that in New York. You
know, it's a Victor Retro. Thank you, but no thanks.
Yeah. Like, no, it ain't going to happen. He made a business decision.
And he's 31, Anthony.
That's why I said let him play it out with Tampa. He's a good player. I believe he has a Super Bowl ring, if I'm not mistaken.
With Tom Brady, correct. He's played with Tom Brady.
Yeah, man. He's a baller. He's a baller, that guy.
Well, we'll see what happens with Baker Mayfield. Do you think he'll get a contract extension before the season starts?
We'll see.
I don't see why not. He's done well for Tampa. He's a small guy, gets injured here and there. He played with a broken rib, I think, last year. So,
listen, Baker is one of those breed. Like, right. He's not from this planet. And no. you know that. Yeah, and he's a gamer.
Freaking nature. You know,
I think he's going to go out this year and, like, really make some noise to say, listen, lock me up. Because he's never had that respect to where he's gotten to, where a team left locks
Cleveland,
him up
went to the Commanders.
A lot of teams. Like, you know, he never
did he play for Atlanta home. For a bit?
I think Tampa, the Phil Tom Brady shoes, you know, like.
They're big shoes to fill. And absolutely. I've seen those shoes.
Yeah, that's a pretty big problem. They're probably bigger than mine, but they, you know.
Well, anyways, Tom is still in the executive of the Raiders. For some reason, I think he should leave TV and focus on the Raiders. They need some help. Anyways, man, go to Seattle.
He's getting a double check. Don't be mad at him because he's making double. You do the same thing. You do a lot of stuff. So he makes
Victor
a lot
will do that deal. I know Victor will. I'm not sure if I would. Anyways, Seattle is signing former Cowboy Trayvon Diggs cornerback for a 1 year deal. No numbers have been reported, but he's only 27 year old. He's going to the world champs, Anthony.
I mean, this is just to lock up some insurance on that back end. I mean, you know, he can ball, this kid. So, I mean, just think the rich get richer. You know what I'm saying? To me, this is just a good back end move to have that security in the blanket in the back, you know, just to have another corner guy, safety, whatever, you know, he comes up and plays hard, this kid. So, you know, it's in his, you know.
Do you think Seattle can repeat again this year?
Out of that with the Rams, the way the Rams loaded up, they're not coming out with me. I told you.
They're not coming out alive.
No, the Rams. The Rams is coming out of there.
Aaron Donald hasn't signed a contract yet, Anthony.
Who's that?
Aaron Donald.
I don't think he needs to make it. Like, why? Like, what, do you want to put him out there in practice too? The old guy's retired. Like, we're going to sign him, like, later
you
on.
He just have a year. Nice workout at the Rams. Yeah, reserve. Like, that's it. He's just going to stay in shape.
Yeah, stay in shape. If we need you, we're going to give you a call, bring you
he
in.
Works out, he works out with his shirt off.
Yeah, well, listen, that guy's a big human being. I can't run around outside like that. So, you know.
God bless him.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely. He was built that way. Like, don't be mad at him.
We'll see about that. Let's go to the NBA. Cavs resigned James freaking Harden for a 3-year, $97 million contract. This is his retirement check, Anthony.
Yeah, you know, in his lifetime, he's made over $411 million. Let me say
he's the Kirk Cousins of the NBA.
Hey, he's been to a couple of finals. Kurt ain't been to Jack. Listen. Let me tell you something. James Harden is a Hall of Famer too. Kirk Cousins, he's just a journeyman. He ain't gonna get nothing. Like, he ain't getting no yellow jacket. But anyway, $411 million. That's how much he's made in his career, and that's a lot. And you know who's second on that? There's three basketball players over professional athletes. You would think baseball players would be at that top of the list. Actually, it was James Harden, Paul George, and CP3.
Interesting.
Yeah, CP3 is made
for the Clippers.
CP3 is retired. He's made $403 million.
He has his bag.
He left, too, with a bag.
A heavy bag.
Yeah, he did. He still got it, too, I guess. I put money on it.
The money Harden averaged 20.5 points, 7.7 assists, and 4.8 boards across 26 regular season appearances for Cleveland before helping the franchise reach its first East Finals to 2018, but they lost against the Knicks. So.
We brought out the brooms. It didn't they, like that, like all that stuff, right?
That you game one that. Won the whole.
Yeah, let's talk about that. That's very important.
That was the most important game.
21 points up against the Knicks. Like that. This is why the people in San Antonio, don't be surprised. I've been used to this all season long. The Knicks will give you a heart attack. Ask Tracy Morgan. He's throwing up on the sideline. So I know. Tracy Morgan, the comedian.
SNL.
Yeah. Listen, check this out. We were down by 21 in that series to them in game one.
Done like on purpose by design?
No, it ain't never done by design. That's that you play to win the game. That's the Herb Edwards thing I'm trying to tell you. You ain't going out there. Hey, let's go
get that
there. Hey, let's go down by 20. What we ain't with it? You think they think that way? No, that's people that sit on the couch that really wonder, man, how the heck did they come from behind like that? It takes hard work and teamwork. Those guys play together. And to come down 20, you know, it's bad coaching on the other end with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Their coaches were making major mistakes. And the Knicks coaching staff took advantage of it and their players. It's that simple. And you got to give credit where credit's due. That they just kept fighting and coming back. That's what the Knicks did all year long. And I'm sort of not – was supposed to not come on this show and talk about my team like this today, but Santiago always pushing buttons.
I saw blue and orange clouds this morning.
Man,
so
they just flew over me, man.
They flew over me, and I was thinking of you, and I was thinking about putting
it in.
In this show today. But anyways, there you have it. NBA, NFL, NBA's creeping in. Yes. NBA's creeped out a bit. A few negotiations.
Football season's coming, Santiago.
Football season's here. You feel like the fall weather is right ahead of us.
Can I say this for – we should have a segment, pick the fight, or pick a bone, do something. I want to give mad love and put some respect on Jalen Hurts' name. This is getting crazy how he is so low on that bar of quarterbacks. It's like he's so disrespected, Santiago, going through six coordinators in his life. Don't count the college. We're going to just talk about pros. Count this year going with another coordinator. He gets his best wide receiver. Philly runs him out of town. And then every year, it's something with this kid. He has to prove himself every year. And I'm sick of it. I feel bad for the people that don't understand how good this kid is. Okay? He went to two
back. You're talking about Barkley, right?
Barkley helped. He helped. That's on a bad mistake by the Giants. To let a guy like that get in the same division, go to a team, it just boosted Jalen Hurts a little bit because they got the tush push.
Yeah.
You know, like, I think he doesn't get any respect. And I just wanted to throw that out there today. Mad love to Philly, the Eagles, and Jalen Hurts. You still a top quarterback. If they talk start talking about Jalen Hurts. That's what I'm talking about.
New offensive coordinator, as Anthony said. And he even said Saquon Barkley will be looking like the 2024 Saquon Barkley. So that's not
they need to get back to that old pounding ground. Like, you know, I think after Kelce left that team, they haven't really figured out that line. You know, right. That's what I see. You know,
which now he's doing podcasting. So, anyways, there you have it, Anthony Faniel. What are your coordinates?
Oh man, you know you gotta find me at Sportscast One, and I appreciate that piece you put up there, Santiago, about the Rebel Soul. Thank you so much again, and you can find me at Uncle Funky 685 YouTube. You know,
and you can find Anthony Funkel on Thursdays at the Jersey Boys Sports.
Jersey Talk. Boys.
Trying to challenge Victor and the Giant fans, even Mr. Byron. Hey, are the Giants really good? Are they prepared? Is Jackson Dart the guy? Should he be going to a concussion tent? You got to challenge those guys, Anthony.
I will be there for them, boss. You know that. I'm not going nowhere.
They play in Jersey, just like the Jets. The Super Bowl is next week. Giants versus Jets, the classic, the rivalry, the derby. So we'll see how that goes. But anyways, you can reach us at thesportscast.net, our website, The Sportscast One. The Premier League begins this weekend. The sports are starting to roll in, the fall sports. Absolutely. And, of course, we got some WNBA action as well, golf, and some U.S. Open.
I hope we can plug in that TaylorMade too, boss. Let's talk about it.
We'll talk about it in the future still.
Yes.
Still talking to your agent, so they're tough to deal with. Yeah, anyways,
I appreciate
Anthony, thanks for coming on. And this was your update.